Internal Bleeding, Episode 3, written and read by Corbin Hilty. Hey there, welcome to episode 3 of my story. This podcast is aimed at mature audiences only. There is no cute little fuzzy bunny shit going on here. So if you want Twilight shit, go pick up that fucking book. I don't give a fuck. The book sucks dick anyway. That's my standpoint. You like it, you'll like this shit. If not, go drink bleach or something. Thank you very much, and enjoy the show. Hot water streamed past him, soaking his matted hair and washing the dried blood away in a whirlpool of red. Despite the overwhelming heat, he still shivered. The past 48 hours kept dashing in and out of his mind. His abduction, which he didn't really remember, his captivity, and the phone call. Who the hell was that? He didn't know, but he was going to find out. Ellis picked up the scrub that was hanging on the water valve. With as much pressure as he could muster, he worked at freeing his skin from the filth and blood that caked his legs. "Man, am I glad that you're okay," the man said. "Who are you?" Ellis panted. The man looked David over, giving him a quizzical look. He put a cigarette to his lips and lit it. "What the fuck did they do to you, man?" He laughed. "Fuck, I don't even want to know. I can tell it's some brutal shit from the condition you're in, man." Ellis gazed down at himself and growled. "Who the fuck are you?"
"Jesus Christ, man, you don't recognize your best friend? It's me, Dan Hauser."
The car rolled up to a stop sign and the two stared at each other. David's eyes were hard and calculating, while Dan's eyes were just plain angry.
"Regardless of whether you remember me or not, I'm the one that found you and pulled you out of there. I think that gives me some credibility, don't you?"
Hauser exhaled smoke through a cracked window. "I guess you're right, and thank you for your help. I really need to get these wounds cleaned up."
"Sounds like a plan."
Hauser grinned and flipped on the right turn signal. David looked out the window and watched the condensation appear and disappear with his breath. He tried to think, but his mind was exhausted. All he could manage was to stare blankly out the window.
"Yes. Yes, it does."
Ellis agreed.
"Cool. Hold on, this hill is a bitch."
The car dropped into second gear and slowly inched its way up the steep hill. The engine whined and David clutched the door out of fear as the tires started to skid. Sliding back a bit, Hauser was able to swerve out of the way of the slick patch and make it up the hill successfully.
"Hey, how far away is your house?"
David's eyes were shut tight, pain ripping through his body. Dan flicked the cigarette out the window and turned again. He grinned from ear to ear.
"We're there. Whoever did this to you is going to expect you to try and get as far as you can, which may be, what, about 5 miles? No one will expect you to be a mile from whatever hell you escaped from. Hold on, I'll be right back. I gotta go get the gate."
Dan got out and unlocked a heavy-duty steel gate, pulled the car through, and then re-engaged the lock. About half a mile back was a very large, secluded cabin. Dan brimmed with joy in showing David his house. Ellis just squeezed his eyes shut.
"Jesus fucking Christ."
David hugged his knees in pain.
"What's wrong, man? I know it's not the best, but it's decent."
Hurt filled Dan's eyes.
"I'm gonna be sick."
"Oh shit, man, let's get you inside." Turning off the car, Dan rushed around to the passenger side to grab Ellis.
"Come on, man, let's get you in."
"Yeah,"
he mumbled. He started to get up and Dan caught him when his weight shifted.
Together they took baby steps towards the door, finally stopping when the sickness hit. Ellis fell to his hands and knees as he wrenched out anything that would come back up. The contents shone in the motion sensor lights mounted upon the cabin's deck. Holy shit, man, is that what... Panting, David replied.
Yeah, it's blood. Help me inside.
Light flooded out onto the snow as Dan opened the door, causing the snow to twinkle in the golden yellow illumination. David limped into the house, promptly landing in a chair. Dan closed the door and turned off the outside light. Running a hand through his hair, David looked down at his feet. They were still bright pink from the snow. Feeling was just returning after 30 minutes in a steaming shower.
Do I have frostbite?
It was still hard to tell just yet. He could only pray for the best. What the best was at this current moment in time, no one knew. The only way out of the compound was death. Private Steele knew this. He knew this a bit too well. Lieutenant Carrington tried to leave the force, and a few days later, his head turned up on a backcountry road. No one said it aloud, but the general was unofficially blamed for his death. No one wanted to be the next to go. Private Steele sat at his post, wondering how in the hell Ellis managed to escape. The path he took was clear as day. Bloody footprints led the way. What confused him the most was the way the emergency exit had been opened. Part of the general's orders were to have every exit blocked off, and they did. A vending machine, table, and several chairs barred the way. It was only when he saw the door that he understood how he could escape. It wasn't his fault at all, because he had barred the way. The only complication was nobody had told him that the experiments performed upon David Ellis would boost his strength. The man went Chuck Norris on the steel door and put a giant fucking dent in the middle of it. This concludes episode 3 of Internal Bleeding. Thank you for listening.